Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Strong Starts, your daily dose of stoic wisdom for a more focused and fulfilling life. Now, I've got to ask, ever feel like you're constantly riding an emotional roller coaster? 1 minute you're on top of the world, the next you're spiraling down into a pit of despair. It can be exhausting, right? But what if I told you that understanding your emotions is actually the key to mastering them? That's exactly what we're diving into today, how recognizing and accepting our feelings can set us free from their grip and help us build a stronger, more resilient inner world. First things first, let's ditch the idea that emotions are these runaway trains we have no control over. They are not. Think of them more like passing clouds that drift in and out, changing shape and color, but ultimately, they don't define your entire sky. Understanding this can be a game changer. Instead of letting anger, fear, or sadness dictate your actions, you can learn to observe them without judgment, acknowledge their presence, and then choose how to respond. Now, I'm not saying it's easy. It takes practice, self-awareness, and a whole lot of patience. But trust me, the payoff is worth it. Imagine this. You're at work, facing a stressful deadline, and your anxiety starts creeping in. Instead of panicking and spiraling into unproductive chaos, you take a moment to breathe, recognize that feeling of anxiety, and remind yourself that it's temporary. You then shift your focus to practical steps you can take to manage the situation, channeling that nervous energy into focused action. See what I mean? Here are 5 key takeaways to remember as we explore this powerful concept. 1. Emotions are messengers, not masters. They offer valuable insights into our needs and experiences. Anger might signal a boundary being crossed, sadness could indicate a need for connection, and fear might be urging us towards caution. Pay attention to these signals. 2. Labeling your emotions is key. Putting a name to what you're feeling helps create distance between you and the emotion itself. Instead of simply saying, I feel bad, try being more specific. I feel frustrated, I feel anxious, or even I feel a twinge of sadness. This clarity can be incredibly empowering. But practice mindful observation. Think of emotions like clouds drifting across the sky. Notice their shape, color, and movement without getting caught up in them. This non-judgmental awareness helps you detach from emotional reactivity. 4. Accepting your emotions doesn't mean condoning them. You can acknowledge a feeling without agreeing with its underlying message or acting on it impulsively. Remember, it's okay to feel things. What matters is how we choose to respond. 5. Develop healthy coping mechanisms. Find activities that help you regulate your emotions and manage stress. This could be anything from exercise and meditation to journaling and spending time in nature. Experiment and discover what works best for you. Okay, let's get real for a second. Remember that project you were working on last week? The one that had you stressed out and feeling like you were drowning in deadlines. You know the feeling your mind races, your stomach churns, and you can practically feel your blood pressure rising. But instead of letting that anxiety take over, what if you had taken a moment to simply acknowledge it? Maybe you'd say to yourself, okay, I'm feeling stressed about this project, that's understandable, given the tight deadlines. Then, instead of panicking, you could focus on breaking down the tasks into smaller, more manageable steps. You might even grab a cup of coffee and take a quick walk outside to clear your head. By recognizing your stress and choosing how to respond, you effectively regain control over the situation. See, understanding your emotions isn't about suppressing them or pretending they don't exist. It's about cultivating awareness, acceptance, and ultimately, freedom. Remember, you are not your emotions, you are the observer, the thinker, the decision maker. Embrace this power. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you understand and manage your emotions like a pro. Now go out there and practice what we've discussed today. Notice those fleeting feelings, label them with intention, and choose how to respond with wisdom and grace. You got this. And as always, don't forget to share your thoughts, experiences, or questions on social media using the hashtag #StrongStartsPodcast. I love hearing from you and connecting with fellow Stoic seekers on this journey. Until tomorrow, keep those studs strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.